Welcome back to the SMHR Heads podcast, where we discuss life as a Christian youth from your SoCal area. I'm the host, Gideon Tong, and today we're going to be talking about...
our best high school experience.
Okay!
Alright, so yeah. We're done! We are now accepting listener messages. So text in your message to 484-519-0077 or leave us a voicemail and you can be featured in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. But first, we have two guests here today. So you guys want to introduce yourself?
Let's start with Stefan.
Okay, my name is Stefan Kim.
Talk louder.
Okay, I'm going to be a junior. I'm Stefan. I'm going to be a junior this year.
He's Korean.
I'm Korean.
We're all Chinese.
My favorite food is probably... Okay, skipping that one.
Kimchi.
My favorite shoe
kabayoki
is... blue. I like blue shoes. So feel
blue
free
shoes.
To send me
send him blue shoes.
All right. Eric.
Our second
guest.
This is Eric.
I am.
Raise your hand if your name is Eric here. Okay.
I am the first Eric, I guess. I'm going to be a sophomore in college. And
you're old.
Yes, thank you. I am extremely old and I am not really loving it, so yes, and my favorite drink is a strawberry cheesecake milk smoothie with egg pudding, taro pudding, and boba.
Wow.
What?
What? I agree.
So here on the show we have three Erics, which... So for those of you who are not watching the YouTube version, Eric number one, say hi.
Hello.
Eric number two, say hi.
Hello.
And Eric number three, say hi.
I'm the best one.
Hello. So these Erics are the Erics at our church, and they're listed by 1, 2, 3 from oldest to youngest and hair length of longest to shortest.
Yeah.
So.
This is true.
That is
I
a
used
true
to have
statement.
Longer hair than two. I used to have longer hair than number two.
Emphasis on used to.
Used to.
Alright, wow. So we're going to be talking about our best moments in high school.
So how about Gideon start us off?
Alright, I'll start us off.
I just graduated,
so I'm going to be going off to college, as you might know if you listened to episode 1. And I think my best moment of high school was when I realized that going out was fun. So I used to be a hermit. I used to just sleep inside all the time.
Hermit gang.
And then senior year happened, and I was like, "There's nothing to do. I'm gonna go outside." And I found out going outside is actually fun because then you get to like see your friends or something.
Yeah.
I guess. So
I guess.
Sorry.
All right. But yeah, I saw my friends, and I think that was the best moment I ever had of high school.
That's nice.
Who wants to go next?
What a wholesome moment.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's go with best moment in college, because you're old.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No. Okay. He's going to look back before he can look forward.
Okay. I'll do high school first, and then I'll do college.
Yeah.
So in high school, I think my favorite moment was first semester, sophomore year, English class.
You liked sophomore year.
Because, so I guess, yeah, I won't say his name because, so the teacher really liked me because I didn't do any work. Why I liked it so much was because, you know, when we had essays or whatever in class, he would be like, "Hey, Eric, did you do it?" And I'd be like, "No." And we'd both start laughing. The entire class would start laughing because, you know, it was such a meme that because I didn't do anything in that class. And so I was his favorite student and he bragged about it because, you know, it's not like I'm doing well in his class. It's like, you know, he can't be biased towards me. You know, I'm not doing anything. So it's like, it's okay for him to say that I'm his favorite because... I'm not trying.
Okay. If you're comfortable, do you want to disclose the grade you got in that class?
Oh yeah, I was about to get to that actually.
Okay.
So, overall, I would have finished with a 45% in that class. But he liked me a lot. And so he told me to take the final, which I didn't really see any point in doing. So I did about 25% of the final. And he gave me a 75% on it, which boosted my grade from a 45% to a 60%. So I passed with a D instead of failing.
Oh.
Honestly, that was, yeah, my favorite moment of high school ever.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's see. In college, first year of college.
You're going to be what year in college when the semester starts?
I'm going to be a sophomore. A second year.
Ooh, sophomore English class.
Oh!
Are you round two. I might actually have to for a GE. So we'll see.
Round two.
Tune in sometime later. I'll update you guys.
Let's see. So, yeah.
So make sure you subscribe so you get updates.
Freshman year of college.
Thanks, man.
Wow. Let's see.
Speaking of marketing, while Eric thinks, we just reached 501 followers on Instagram, so please make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Keep that going.
At SMHR Heads Podcast.
We want money.
Okay, well, let's see. Freshman year of college was just overall really fun. I go to school near Chicago in Illinois, so it's really cold. And I guess my favorite part is, you know, getting class canceled because it's too cold. there was the polar vortex.
I see nothing has changed over the years.
Yep. So if, in case any listeners or viewers don't know, the polar vortex was just this like sudden global cooling, you could say.
Global? I thought it was regional. It had to do with the...
It came down from the northern areas. So it was like...
Canada.
It was like Alaska, Canada... and it just came down. It was like it's sure regional cooling. But yeah, it was about -40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is also where Celsius is also -40. So
yeah,
you know, yeah, really cold. But it felt like around -80 with wind chill. So basically, you know, you go out, and if you leave your skin to, like, just skin exposed, yes, thank you, like, to air, 3 minutes could get you frostbite. Were like, yeah, we're just going to cancel class. And so I literally just slept in bed all day for a day and a half.
Wait, dude.
I didn't eat or anything. I literally just stayed in bed and did nothing.
Oh my goodness.
What a life, honestly.
College.
I got college.
I have a question, because I know you've admitted to be kind of a slacker back in high school.
Sure,
I have a question. Have you ever headbutted, like, butted heads with a teacher because they're like one of those try-hard teachers that's like, oh, everyone should learn. And then you're like, oh,
are you speaking
I don't
from experience?
Learn.
This sounds like a very specific scenario.
Well, I mean,
you had a moment like this.
I feel like my personality isn't like the hardest to pick up on, especially for teachers. So, you know, just like some reoccurring behaviors and stuff in class, they kind of get it. And so it's not really like a, we're going to put too much effort into this guy, you know? But if you have such a specific experience, why don't you share with us?
Okay.
It's spicy.
All right.
No name dropping.
All right. So
we'll censor
I'm in my freshman year of high school. I'm in English class, fourth period. So that's right after what we have nutrition, which is kind of like or a snack break in a way. Usually I don't eat breakfast, so I just eat my whole lunch during nutrition and just like do homework or study during lunch instead.
Yeah.
So during these, I'm like, I've eaten my whole lunch. And so like I've hit the food coma wall, right? And like, that's how I am. Fifth period, I recover. Fourth period, I'm always just like, I'm basically half done and I don't pay attention. And so half the time, like I either look like sleepy or like, I'm just not listening. And the teacher would always try to call on me for participation. And I would always give like some like kind of BS answer, like sort of just like slack off. Sort of like slack off in a way. And it was just a constant like a constant passive aggressive, hey, stop sleeping. And then a passive aggressive, no, go away.
Wait, did you have This is gonna be bleeped.
But I ended up being her favorite too, so. Wow. In the end, she showed a lot of my projects to this year's freshman class.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing yours.
I think she gave me work to bleep stuff out.
And
it's okay, you can just
and
take out the sound.
Like, it wasn't like even like she showed like our entire thing. Some classes she specifically showed the part where I was like doing stuff, so like
nice.
I know I'm her favorite. So let's go with butting heads.
Wow.
Well, how did you do in her class, if you'd like to disclose your
What did I do?
How did you do
in terms of grade?
First semester is an A. Second semester, I totally bombed the final and got a B. So.
Oof, yeah.
Oh, well, an A and a B is quite different from an F.
A 45%.
Don't know how drastic.
45%.
Well, I mean, if you take the reciprocal, then you...
Hold on. that's too much math, man. That's too much math.
I'm not sure if that's how it works.
I mean, if you think about it, right? If your grade is 50%, you take the reciprocal, something.
Okay, so he got a D, right? So if you multiply that by 2 and you take the reciprocal of it, so you flip it around, you put him on top, and that's a B.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right.
What was your favorite high school moment, Bethany?
Wow.
No.
Let's move on to Sam.
No. We're going to talk about that after the break. We're talking about Sam first.
Me?
He's an old person. Get old elders first.
Respect your elder. Don't forget your culture. My favorite moment in high school, I was thinking about this, was I was watching... this YouTube channel called Yes Theory.
Oh my god. You mean the people who just do like insane things?
I kind of want to do that. It's kind of fun, but I would never.
I would probably do it. I have like no shame.
Yeah.
So.
I would, but I'm just too like.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, no, I gotta do something like that. And so it was the end of the junior year, and I wanted to get pictures with my teachers, but I wanted to make them interesting. So I asked all the teachers to dab. And then I took pictures of them dabbing. That was
nice.
My favorite moment.
You know, no judgment here, but some people have fiery moments and some people like to, you know, just take a picture of their teacher's dad.
You see, there's a kind of a big difference. Sam, straight A student, UCLA, 1580 SAT.
Wow.
This disclosed?
Bleep that all out.
You're giving me so much to bleep out. I had to bleep out stuff in episode 1, too. And all of it was from Utah King.
Oh, so okay, sibling rivalry.
It's okay, I love him. Say it back.
Alright. So we're gonna be taking our hashtag SpoochWiki. If you wanna find out the secrets of this kid, who we've only introduced so far, find out after our quick break. So thanks for making it this far, and if you'd like to be included in our next episode, call in at 484-519-0077. All right, this is
it. Hashtag Spoosh Group.
No!
Podcast. When we left off, we were talking about this kid.
Yeah.
So, what's your name?
My name is Stephen Kim. You can bleep out the last name if you want. I'm Stephen Kim. I'm going to be a junior in high school.
Wait,
this
you already
year.
Introduced
yourself. Yeah,
you're,
he did already okay, introduce well. Himself.
But it's after
so
the break.
It is after the break, so it's good reminder. So, you've gone through half of high school so far.
Yes.
What is your most secret moment of high school? The moment you've never told anyone about.
Oh.
Let's get vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
Yeah, you with this hat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if I'm comfortable talking. Wow. Okay.
Oh.
If it's really juicy,
you don't have,
bleep
you don't
it
have
out.
To like.
No, I'll choose A. Eric 1 is involved here. It's nothing serious.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Wait, then that means it's not his most secretive.
Okay. Listen, there's a certain level that you have to stop at, okay? This is
putting him on the spot. Just let him
okay,
do
so
his thing.
One moment is I went, I lied to my mom about this.
Is your mom gonna watch it?
It's probably deep. Not. Mother, if you're watching, I'm sorry, but it probably doesn't matter anymore. Okay, so I'm in band, right?
Right.
In my in my freshman year, I was involved in a second semester after class jazz band program on certain days of the week. And one day it just happened to have been canceled. So it was a Thursday, it was after school. Eric had his van, and I was like, let's do something fun. And he was like, what should we do? I was like,
oh, I remember this.
I was like, let's go to Barnes and Nobles.
At Westlake?
So me, my friend Gina, and Eric.
Oh, Gina, like the thin one, right?
Yeah, but, me, Gina, and Eric.
Loop that out.
We'll just hope that she never listens to it.
Got into the car, and I was like, and he was like, what time do you have to be back at school? And I was like, I don't know.
Ooh.
We went off to Westlake. We were there for like literally 10 minutes. We were doing nothing, and then I got a call from my mom, and she was like, where are you? And I was like, in reality, I was sitting on a bench in the kids section at a Barnes & Noble, but I told her, I'm in band right now, so I can't really talk, but we end at, I was like, Eric, what time is it? He was like, and I was like, okay, we end at 5:30, so come pick me up then. And he was like, and my mom was like, you're not really at band, are you? And I was like, no, I'm not. And she was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm a Barnes & Noble. And she was like, how did you get there? And I was like, my friend Eric has a van. And he's 18 and he can drive. And she was like, I'm going to come pick you up from Barnes & Noble. And I was like,
oh, man.
I guess she does know about this.
Yeah,
shout out to Mrs. Kim.
Wait, did
what
you play
G.
piano for? Was it her?
No, that's,
no, you're thinking of Rachel.
It's Rachel
Kim.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my sneak attack.
Yes, she. Sixth sense, Asian mom sense. That is one secretive moment of my high school life.
How did she know?
Any questions? How did she know? I have no idea.
To this day, it is
today is a mystery.
Maybe she has like a tracker on your phone, so like she can see wherever you go.
I don't think so.
You don't.
No, there's apps for this stuff.
Stefan, where are you?
There's apps for this stuff.
If you like find my iPhone and your phone is on, then you can know.
No, not find my iPhone, but there's like these adult tracking apps for their kids. Yeah, for those like that they can tell you what the hit internet history, what like. What they're doing right now, where they are right now, is super sus. And maybe she has one of those on your phone. Because, like, like, it's not, like, an actual app that you can press on whenever. It's, like it's, like, hardware, like, software downloaded into your phone.
Trust. I'll know if it's there.
Yeah. My friend has that, and I was like, do you want to walk to the apartment with me? And she's like, yeah, I have to leave my phone at school, though, so my mom thinks I'm still at school. Oh, so she left her phone in her locker, and she completed the promenade.
Yeah, we're okay. Who else has been to the promenade?
I mean, I just go, so
yeah.
This is so expensive.
Oh my god! Wait. Oh yeah, you've been.
Yeah.
Even though
I've never
just imagine everything being three times as expensive as if you could get anywhere else.
How much would you normally pay for a burger?
Not much.
Like name a dollar amount.
$3. Like In-N-Out, right? $2,
$3.
Like it's like $4, right?
At most.
Five, maybe six if it's like a good.
So Smash Burgers in the Promenade, and I think it's like $11 for a burger or something.
Shake Shack.
Oh.
It's like $8, $9 for a burger.
Okay.
It's like really small.
Yeah, it's not that big.
is delicious.
But it's so expensive, and it's not even that good.
We're poor high school students, come on.
We're broke.
Shake Shack is
these candies and lemonade in the okay, Pampas. Those are like expensive
it's
places
your to go. It's your parents' money.
Shake Shack is overrated.
Shout out to all the home battles I got over the years. Wow, the only thing like, that carries me through here.
That's true.
Shout out to, we're going to bleep his, Kevin Rodriguez, because he's going to hire me at Walmart when I turn 16, and then I'm going to make $13 an hour.
Yo!
That's 50 cents of a minimum wage. Yeah.
You can buy one burger every hour you work.
Minimum wage is increasing to $15 an hour in California.
It's crazy.
No,
really?
Yeah.
It's increasing. It's already, not yet, but it's going there.
It's already $14 in LA. That's LA County, it's $14.
Wait, when's it becoming 15?
Inflation.
By 2020. I think March 2020 mandated everyone across California $15 an hour.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So,
wow. I moved
what a time
Nevada.
To work.
If I'm wrong, you'll see it in the comment section. So,
go
and prove Gideon wrong.
Yeah.
Or just call in and leave us a message at
484-519-0077.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
Oh, hey.
All right.
Eric.
Eric Zane.
Rising senior.
So, you've been as quiet as Stefan most of the time. Sometimes. Occasionally. So, we want to know your cringiest moment of high school.
Cringiest? Eric. Oh, okay. This one's not really cringy, but... Nah, dude. Okay, it's not really cringy. It's just, I really had to take a dump. This was in English class, and
English class is where everything goes down.
Yeah. And the teacher, she's like one of those teachers that she's like really strict. Like in her class, it would be like the super quiet ones, and everyone's, and we just sit there listening to her lecture.
But, oh, like, is it like class. Where it's like. Can I go to the bathroom, Mrs.? And then she's like, I don't know, can you?
No, that's right. No. She doesn't do that. But like that's one of the classes where you're like scared to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. And so I like really had to take a dump. Like really had like my butt was like on fire. I was sitting there and I was like, okay, there's only like 10 minutes left in class. I can do this. But like my butt's still on fire. So like I'm like squirming in my seat, trying to hold it in. And then, okay, I made it until there were like 2 minutes left in class. I just couldn't do it. I just walked out of the class. And I just ran to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Did you come back and apologize?
Yeah. No, when I came back, the class was already over.
Wait, what did she say though?
I didn't even like talk to her. But no, there was this other time that I could take a dump again. Literally, this is the only time it's ever happened in any of my classes. And both the times in her class.
What did she say? Like, is she like, Eric, like, where were you? Or, like, she didn't say anything?
No, not the first time. The second time, I left. Okay, I left to go to the bathroom, right? This time
so
it wasn't as bad.
You didn't ask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just left.
I just left. Look, I really had to go. Like,
no,
my brain
time,
was gonna explode. Or
the
something.
First time, it looked like you just left class early because you were just so done or something. You just walked out. And then the second time, if it's like in the middle of the class, it's probably like you're just leaving.
That one was like, yeah, that was one more in the middle of the class. So the second one was like, there's like 2 minutes left in class. I just couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
The second time, like, I walked out the door. I took like the bathroom pass. And I walked out the door, and then I took like 5 steps, and then someone called me back in. And then like, so I just stood at the door, and she was like, hey, like, where are you going? And I was like, to the bathroom, and she's like, oh, okay, and I just left.
So that wasn't as bad. That was a real bullet
dodger.
Yeah, like, to be honest, I was like really scared. Because she straight up like roasts people.
Oh,
like, she'll roast people like in front of like if you come in late, she'll also roast you.
Ooh.
Like if like everyone's like sitting there and we're just like all watching you get roasted.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Alright, so there's one person left for the hot seat.
Ooh.
Everybody, let's think of a good adjective.
No.
Your
Scariest.
Most embarrassing.
Oh, that's a good one. Scariest.
Scariest.
Scariest moment
no,
of high school.
No, actually, like...
I can't think right now. I don't know.
1 year of high school.
You only had 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your most... What is the most significant moment that you...
Significant?
Something that, like, immediately pops up into your head.
Nothing pops in my head.
First year of high school, how was
it?
Oh, when Tolo, she wears her communist garb.
Oh
my gosh.
I have pictures.
I saw that.
So basically, we have this Taiwanese Chinese teacher at Westlake. Her name is Tao Lao Shi, and which means tall teacher. So Tao is her last name. So it's teacher Tao. And so she's like super into like how Mao Zedong chased Chiang Kai-shek, who is the old like dictator of China, into Taiwan. She's always ranting about that stuff, and she has like a communist bag and a communist hat, and she's like, "Oh, I don't like the communists," but like at the same time, she's wearing all her garb. it's always a highlight in her class because her class is so boring.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bethany, for sharing your emotions.
Yeah, Bethany. Take it to my lead.
All right, now Bethany.
What did you anticipate, and how do you feel about your year in high school?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was just normal.
No,
freshman year wasn't.
It wasn't eventful.
Did you think it was going to be like? What did you think was going to happen?
Nothing, and nothing did happen.
I don't know, because I get people all the time.
I mean, I knew
like,
it was going to be like.
Oh my god! I'm going to be like a high schooler. I'm going to like go out and have so much fun and like. Oh, or it's that, or like I'm going to study so hard and I'm going to have like a 5.0 GPA.
That's true.
That I say to number one, where it's like, I want to go every day, broke times ahead. To number two, where it's study hard, you're going to burn out in like a month.
What were you like?
I feel like it's a balance, because for me, I get distracted easily, so the more I have... For me, fun was like sports, because I had polo and swim season. I had like 18 hours a week. I had to have some breakfast, right?
Mm.
So like because of that, I had no time to do anything but homework, but that was like my social life. So like my social life was my sport, because it's like a team, right?
That's
And then when I
mean, a lot of people do swim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're mostly in like CP glasses. So it's like, so they're like,
No rose.
Okay, listen, just because we're all Asian.
Are you saying something about yourself?
No, I'm just saying, because you feel comfortable around.
I saw this, I guess you could call it a meme online. It was these cards, and basically, I guess, the point was for you to, stop assuming stereotypes. And so the one that was posted, it said, I am Asian. And then the second line is, people think I am. And then so it was, people think I am smart. And then the last line is, but actually I'm. And so the last line was, but actually I'm an idiot. And so just because you're Asian and people think you're smart, you could actually be an idiot.
Yeah.
Such as yours truly.
Hold that.
Thank you.
Hey, you're the first one to go to college. So I'm just saying.
Well, that's only because I'm older than you. So. It's because I was born first, not because I did anything significant.
I mean, Rockefeller was born first.
Gideon, speak up. You're going to be a junior this year in college, right?
I mean,
Gideon?
That's true.
He takes college classes.
Wait, you're going to be a junior?
No, he's already like done with his like 2 years of college credit because he takes so many classes at Moore Park.
So you're going to finish it?
Well, okay. How it works is at the UC system, you're allowed to transfer up to, I think, 135,
Whoa.
Some amount of credits. And so in the UC system, 45 credits is counted as 1 year. So if you have 90 credits, you start as a junior.
Yeah.
If you have 135 credits, you start as a... Or no. If you have 135 credits, you start as a senior.
Senior, yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's a cap. You're not allowed to transfer, I think, more than... Whatever it is, it's less than... So you can't start... It's impossible to start as a senior, but there's one exception. So AP credits don't count towards the cap. I have 104 credits in AP.
Oh.
So
how many APs are those?
I don't know.
A lot.
20-something.
Yeah,
20.
So 104 credits in APs plus college credits is already more than the value of the max. So I actually start with more credits than the cap allows. So wow. That's pretty lit.
That's a lot of money saved.
Yeah. That is a lot of money saved.
Now you have to only go like to 1 or 2 years of college, technically.
I might stay for 3 years anyways, just to take extra classes and have a little more fun.
He's wasting your money. If you're watching this, parents.
Hey, my parents know this. And my parents said they're only paying for 2 years no matter what. Okay. So like if I stay for a third year, I'm paying it for myself. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
How are you gonna like self-sufficient third year? How do you think you're gonna go about doing this?
Gideon has
like so many like.
If you didn't watch the last episode,
you can go check his. If you didn't watch episode one, then you can learn about his spreadsheets.
I'm sure I'll find a way to make money.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to UC, right? $36,000.
Yeah.
How hard can it be? I mean, I say that, but like
$36,000 for just your 2 years or like
1 year.
For 36,000
year.
And I only have to worry about 1 year because my parents are paying for 2 years. Right. So, and I have, well, they're paying for 2 years for you too. They already said that.
Oh no, but for my last 2 years.
By then, Gideon will be successful, and he can just, you can be like,
Thanks, bro.
Well, you know, don't they have the legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can also go to
SD.
SD?
SD.
SD.
XD.
UCXD.
I think it's time to change their name now.
Yeah.
UCXD.
For all the,
University.
For all those poor college kids who didn't make it into a UC.
UCXD.
Starts crying uncontrollably.
Or, you know, UC Davis could change your name to UCXD because they don't have anything anyways.
Shout out to all you UC Davis kids.
Go Aggies!
Give it a thumbs up if you go to UCXD or you know anyone who goes to UCXD.
At Jeff Lee, or at Eric Tamura, because I love you.
You should have sent them this episode.
I will.
So, I think that's
Going to be a wrap. So,
do you guys have any shout outs?
Give me a follow at Eric Z Fan on
Instagram. Link in the description.
Yeah. Link in the description.
We'll just link everyone.
Yeah.
I
prefer that I don't have followers who I don't know. So
just shout out like your friends.
No
or your
plug.
Family.
Oh, shout out to at TYSU Beats because I like his music and also he went to the same school as me.
Whoa.
Shout out to Matthew Mahalik who's at UC Berkeley. Shout out to Jeff Lee who's at UC Davis.
Shout out to CCC of TO on Instagram and Act for Christ.
Like, subscribe, leave a comment, hashtag.
Sploosh.
Okay,
you can check us out on our website at smhrheads.com, our Instagram at smhrheadspodcast, and our Twitter at smhrheads. Our WeChat is coming soon.
Yeah.
And
so stay tuned, you Asian moms.
And if you want to leave us a voice message, our phone number is 484-519-0077.
Yeah.